Inflammatory breast cancer is a rare but deadly disease, and it can be difficult to diagnose because the symptoms are so different from the typical breast cancer that we've all been warned about.
With incidence of IBC rising 25% in just the last 10 years, every woman really does need to know the warning signs. Here's News Center 5's Kelly Tuthill.
This little thing here says survivor, and it's a pendant that I wear.
Priscilla de Blasi's artwork provides an escape from the loneliness of being a survivor of a cancer most people know little about. Inflammatory breast cancer is rare and often difficult to diagnose.
We went out on the deck, had a glass of wine. My breast started hurting. I went in after that, got ready for bed. My breast was red, hot, swollen. It was immediate. I went to the emergency room. They thought it was an infection, Lyme disease, poison ivy, we had everything.
A month later, a lump, the more typical sign of breast cancer, appeared. Further tests were ordered. The doctor confirmed Priscilla had inflammatory breast cancer.
She gives me a book on breast cancer, like a 300-page breast cancer book. And I look through it, and there's three lines on breast cancer, on inflammatory breast cancer in this entire book. I thought I was going to die. There's nothing they can do.
We've gotten much better results nowadays, and so many of us have 20-year, 30-year survivors in our practices.
Dr. Susan Troyan says IBC is aggressive but rare. IBC accounts for approximately 1% of breast cancers.
These cancer cells are incredibly good at getting into the lymphatic vessels. Those are the vessels that drain the fluid from the breast. And they'll get in and plug the lymphatics that are draining the skin of the breast. And in doing so, it fluid backs up.
Signs of inflammatory breast cancer include redness, warmth, and swelling, skin that appears discolored or dimpled, and heaviness or pain in the breast. On average, only 25 to 50% of women will survive at least 5 years with IBC. But those numbers are improving with more aggressive treatment and more awareness. Priscilla has been living with this disease for 2 years. She has every intention of surviving.
The whole thing is finding it early, getting in there. And even if you don't, there's still hope. I'm feeling great. I'm ready to move on. It's a sentence to wake up, smell the roses, and live today.
In Everett, Kelly Tuthill, News Center 5.
Also rare, men who develop breast cancer. Men actually account for about 1% of all breast cancer cases, and the first signs can also be abnormal lumps or swelling, as well as skin changes. You can log on to thebostonchannel.com to read Kelly's new blog or to see web-only videos. And our series of Every Woman's Risk continues tonight at 5:30 with an in-depth look into the racial disparities. Dr. Tim Johnson uncovers the reasons black women tend to fare worse than whites when it comes to breast cancer. That's at 5:30.